If during these unsettling times you're asking yourself, I wonder what the vegans are doing. Good news. We are here to answer that. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
So maybe a little slow to clear this morning, but eventually we'll have sunny skies, upper 60s to low 80s, and it'll be a bit windy this afternoon.
My daughter Abby is a vegan and is a very strict practicing vegan. So much so that she wants to offer some advice, some lifestyle advice from a vegan here once in a while, just to help out. Today, typical vegan fashion, she wants to let us know how a vegan diet can help make you a happier, more grounded person. But there's always that slight tone of being condescended to. So here you go.
It's time for lifestyle advice from a vegan with John's daughter, Abby.
Greetings, ruiners of the earth. It's Abby, your not at all judgmental San Diego vegan. After all, we only have one earth. Why not ignore it by polluting it with methane cow emissions? A popular misconception for meat eaters is that when you go vegan, you say goodbye to all your favorite junk food. Not true, Moo Moo. America's favorite cookie, the Oreo, is 100% vegan. You can enjoy an entire package of double stuff and never have to worry about contributing to a massive hole in the ozone layer or the guilt of wearing leather. Just make sure you dunk those little vegan beauties in a non-dairy mixture like oat or coconut milk. Mmm, vegalicious.
It's fun to munch a creamy, crunchy chocolate, O-R-E-O.
And to quote celebrity vegan Paul McCartney, "Hey Jude, don't make it bad, make it plant-based."
Well, oat milk.
Actually, I've actually had oat milk. It's not as bad as it sounds.
You know,
open
when you have
mind,
to say,
Tammy, open mind, meat eater, okay?
You know, when you have to say it's not as bad.
Listen, you know me. You know me. You know how I like my meat.
Yeah.
I've had the first of many vegan meals in this home quarantine, and many of them are fabulous. And I will say it again. Fabulous. So that said, there's always that condescending little guilt thing in there too, though.
I'm a dairy girl, born in the dairy state. I have to have my dairy.
She's a dairy girl there in Dairy World. She's fantastic. Her milk comes in a carton of plastic. Okay, so thank you, Abby, for that lifestyle advice from a vegan with John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.